Today is Tuesday, August 27th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Something Day. Oh, here we go. National Peau de Creme, or Pots de Creme Day. It's National Just Because Day. And last but not least, it's National Peach Day. So, I really like a peach cobbler. I'm not gonna lie. I love a peach cobbler. I'm not a fruit person in general. And I think the reason is I don't really like sweet things on their own. I need some balance with it. Also, I need some kind of breadiness or flakiness or I need texture. And fruit generally has one texture, one flavor, which is sweet. And I need it in combination with other things. So if I'm gonna do fruit or anything sweet, like I'm not a huge candy person. I will eat candy bars, but a candy bar needs to be something like Snickers that has peanuts or something else in it that breaks up the sweetness. And it's funny because I do like sweet things. I like really sweet things, but I need the sweetness and then something else. It's just like when I eat a sandwich and I have to have chips or french fries because I need some kind of side item that has some crunchiness, that has some, even crackers. I'll eat a sandwich with crackers. It's just I have all of these different requirements around my food. I am not one to just snack on one thing. So a lot of people will just grab chips and just snack on chips. And I will do that. But my preference is if I have chips and something else. Something sweet or I don't know. I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent here. But again, peaches, fruit. Cobbler is really good because you have the pastry or you have the cakey, you know, less sweet part of it that is then soaked in the sweet syrup of the peaches, etc. But I'm less likely to eat a peach. I feel like there was a movie or a TV show where they were, or maybe it's the song by Justin Bieber. I get my peaches down in Georgia. It's an entendre. Is that what you would say? An entendre for something else? Who knows? Who the hell knows? All right. Well, we have no contact, but I did see a message on Twitter. So I wanted to look and see if I can find that. Okay, here we go. So Kathy Bacon on Twitter says, how does Adam forget what they did on vacation when they have a spreadsheet? Suggestion, update the spreadsheet at the end of the night with your memories, things you liked and didn't like. Yeah, I could do that, Kathy Bacon. So I know what we did. Yes, it is in a spreadsheet. There are two problems I think I run into on the podcast. And I did that. And so the last trip we took, I took notes every single day. At the end of the day, I sat down and I wrote bullet points of things that I did. That is a big commitment for the fans of this show, for me to take notes of what I've done, like bullet point out notes. But I did that. I didn't do it in the spreadsheet, but for the podcast, I did that in Google Keep, actually. And my notes wouldn't mean anything for the spreadsheet. And if we ever wanted to share it with someone like my boss's boss who is going on a trip, my podcast notes are not going to, the lady in line was really stinky and she was a bitch. You know, I'm like, you don't really want to, I don't know why that came to my mind, but those are not notes that I want with a in a spreadsheet that I might share with other people. But you're right. You're right. But like I said, I did. I took notes. How much do I love my listeners? Where I spent half an hour probably every night of the vacation taking notes of what I did. Even during the day, like if something funny would happen, I would put a bullet point in my Google Keep. So, unrelated to that, I'm giving in a little bit on this old person eyesight thing. So I'm pretty sure I've said on here before that my eyesight is getting worse. And I've been nearsighted my entire life, which for those of you who don't know, because I always get confused, nearsighted means you cannot see things far away. So my entire life, I have worn either glasses or contacts. Most people who've seen me only see me wearing contacts, so they don't know that I wear glasses because I don't like wearing glasses. But, and it's funny because Mark really finds guys in glasses to be hot. But they're uncomfortable. I don't like the way I look in them. I think my hair is too poofy for glasses. I know that's weird, but I can't. Just when I look in the mirror, I think, oh, the glasses somehow draw attention to the poofiness of my hair. And anyway, whatever. I don't really like wearing glasses. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way they feel. I just don't like them. My most recent glasses, I know I can go back to the frame people and have them adjust the nose pads or whatever, but the most recent ones, if I wear them for more than a couple of hours, my nose starts turning red and it will get sore. And I've tried bending them and rearranging them and doing all this stuff, but my nose does not like it. Maybe I'm allergic to the plastic that they make those little feet out of. I'm not sure. But they hurt. Both of my pairs of glasses hurt my nose. But I digress. What I was going to talk about is I was sitting on the couch one night, probably halfway through my 45th year, which I'm now 46, so that's over, but probably about halfway through my 45th year. I'm sitting on the couch. I pick up my phone to read some text or something, and it's blurry. And it just happened overnight. It did not happen gradually. It was like the day before I was able to read my phone. The next day, I could not tell heads or tails. So I've been dealing with this for probably the past 6 months. And I have refused to increase the font size on my phone or do anything like that. Because I'm like, no, I'm not giving in to this. Maybe if I just, you know, maybe it'll go away. So anyway, last night, Mark says to me, why don't you just increase the font size on your phone? Because every time I'm looking at my phone now, he sees me do this thing that old people do where they are, you know, moving their arm in and out to try to get their phone at the right distance from their eyeballs. And so you go further and further away from your eyes to try to focus to get rid of the blurriness. And he laughs at me every single time. He just sees it out of the corner of his eye. I don't know. He's paying way too much attention to me. So this was happening and last night, and he said, Boyfie, why don't you increase the font size on your phone? Well, first of all, I hadn't really thought of doing that, to be honest. It hadn't occurred to me that that is something that I needed to do. I thought that was something that 80-year-olds do. But then I did it. And things don't fit on the screen. I have a foldable phone, so the screen that I use is narrower than a normal phone anyway. So there's not much screen real estate. And when you increase the font size, and I just feel like I look like one of those 80, 85-year-olds trying to, you know, it's like I'm 46. Come on now. So I, in a way, I tried it. for, I don't know, 13 hours, something like that. But I just wasn't loving it. So today I went back to the normal sized font because I just can't. But I do think I'm going to do some research into LASIK and see if LASIK, and talk to a LASIK doctor or whatever, and see if they think LASIK could fix both my nearsightedness and my farsightedness. And I could just stop wearing contacts, glasses, whatever, and just go, you know, just fix my eyeballs. I'm not sure. One last thing I wanted to say, I've been listening to, I'm going to run out of time, but I'm going to say this. I just want to recommend again a podcast that I'm listening to. I've been really enjoying listening to back episodes of it. It's called Cooking Through the Collection. Mel, one of my listeners, it does that podcast, so you guys should listen to it. I'm out of time. Oh my God, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.